Welcome to the Triple M Rush Hour podcast for Ford Ranger,
Australia's number one selling vehicle.
And we are underway.
From Rainbow Bay to Rainbow Beach to the Switch and everything in between.
I'm going to have fun and you're going to have fun.
Have a funny day.
Go and have fun now.
Your new local. You're going to love this place. It's the Rush Hour with Liesl Jones, Liam and Dobbo.
Happy Wednesday, podcast family. It's hump day, and yet it's not because it's a short week because of Good Friday.
Good Friday still exists, so it is still a hump day. Like, it's still a day, but we don't have to work.
Yeah, but I reckon hump day applies because it's the middle of your working week.
Yeah, and then it's downhill.
And then you're on the downhill.
But it's just a sharp decline for Thursday, that's all. Lisa, just a sharp descent. Just calm down.
Could you just let it go?
All right.
Can I talk about today with exactly what is going on in my life where I have taken real exception to a priest? Or potentially, I don't know if it's a priest, but what is it if you are, you officiate funerals?
Don't know. Pastor?
Yeah, maybe a pastor.
Or like the people that run funeral.
Yeah, not the
services.
Directors, not the directors. We buried Am's grandmother this morning, Asa.
Was it in a Catholic church?
No, just out at Worldview Cemetery.
Oh.
They had it just out there. And
it's probably a funeral director anyway.
No,
continue.
It wasn't a funeral, but the person who ran it, like she had the... She was a priest, I guess, like from the Anglican church. Right?
Right. Okay.
But she made it all about her.
Oh, no.
When did priests, you know, and these people make it all about them? It's like wedding celebrants. Shut up. Marry them. It's like a funeral service. Shut up. Let the people talk. At one stage she said, look, we're going to lay Ace at rest, but if you don't want to come over there, enjoy, have a cup of tea. I know it's raining. You'd much prefer to have a cup of tea. No, that's not for you to offer an opinion on what people prefer. So I just want to say, if you're thinking of becoming a priest, whether or not you want to marry or you want to officiate funerals, but don't make it about yourself. Don't make it about yourself. So I let it have it.
What happened to you? What happened to you that you even in times of mourning and grief, you find ways to get angry with people?
Well, I just found that it was unnecessary.
Were you upset that it wasn't about you? Is that what the real problem was here?
I did have two selfies at there. I was asked to.
You did not take a selfie at a funeral.
No, I didn't. I was asked.
No.
Are you not allowed to do that?
I was asked at the wake.
Not with the coffin.
If people could have photos with me.
YOLO.
Hold on, what?
I was asked if I could have a photo with a couple of people at the wake. So I did.
You took a selfie at a funeral.
I think that's worse behaviour than the priest talking about
herself. That's so much worse.
They came up to Amity and said, would you mind if we steal your husband? My mum is a huge fan.
You politely declined, Obo.
Well, I just said okay.
You understand the hypocrisy of what you've done here. You've brought up the fact that a priest supposedly made it all about herself.
Well, what made it worse was Dobbo set up a signing table at the front of the funeral and he's got autographed pictures of himself that he's handing out.
Who told you?
He had an Ariat merch table.
I was selling merch out of my car. Can I just be in all seriousness?
$50 for a signed picture and $100 for a selfie.
In all seriousness, we buried Asa today, an absolute iconic lady, 97 years of age. Yep. I mean that genuinely.
Well done.
That's a good life.
Yeah, she's a legend. She was iconic. But the priest made it all about her, and I was like, filthy.
Thoughts with Asa's family and her friends. And if you would like Dobbo to sell merch at your funeral, please reach out. Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Liesl Jones, Liam and Dobbo. Now, Bronco star Billy Walters has the update from the sheds at Red Hill.
Walters!
From the makers of Bailey Ladders, WeatherGuard boasts unmatched youth box security. WeatherGuard.au. Billy Walters on Triple M.
Hey, he's basically the only bloke without an injury at the moment at the Brisbane Broncos. Billy Walters, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, guys. Geez, I hope you haven't put the mocker on me.
Gee whiz, you're jinxed in the forward pack at the moment, aren't you? And even the back line. I mean, yesterday you lose Brendan Piakura. Payne Huss is obviously out at the moment. It hasn't been a great situation for Brisbane, and injuries are a part of footy, but, geez, you've been unlucky so far.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a tough start, but we have to try and find the positives, and that is that it's only the start of the year, so if we're going to get our bad injury run, hopefully it's getting out of the way now and got full strength when it comes to crunch time.
A lot of noise about Reece Walsh's contract and whether it's signed or not signed, blah, 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 so much stuff going on. How do you stay focused when there's so much noise around? Because I imagine that could take over if you start listening to external voices about those sort of topics.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping he gets his done pretty quick because I'm trying to get mine redone as well, and they're waiting to get him done. So the quicker that can get sorted, the better for me. But it's all right. I don't read too much. But I know, I mean, the Broncos obviously really want to keep Walshy, so it's just about finding an agreement between the two parties, and I'm sure that's too far away.
Hey, just talking about that, I know that the Broncos have suggested, and I'm not talking out of school here, that they'd like to keep you. How far away are you to getting pen to paper and getting that extension?
Yeah, I think it's pretty close, hopefully. Get it done in the next week or two. That'll be ideal, and then just focus on footy. But yeah, I know it's a pretty similar situation with Walshy. I know they're happy to keep me, and it's just about coming to that agreement.
Well, Billy, I don't know if you know how salary caps work, but if you can get it done before Reece's, because when he takes that big bit of the pie, it does mean there's less for the rest of you.
I did try and get in early, and unfortunately it didn't work out that way. I wasn't high on the priority list.
They can get rid of three other hookers. They've got five of them there at the moment. Give him some of that money.
I mean, it's the 4X derby this weekend. You take on the Cowboys. How much, I mean, from an external perspective, we pump it up. It's two great Queensland clubs, which have got a storied history. What? How much do you as a team buy into that talk?
Oh, well, to be honest, mate, it's one of the first fixtures I look for when the draw comes out, when we're in the Cowboys, especially at home at Suncorp. I know it's going to be packed out stadium, and, you know, we talk about these injuries, but it doesn't matter about injuries or form when you come into these derbies. It always seems to bring out the best footy out of both teams, so... yeah, I'm really looking forward to Friday night and hopefully packed out Suncorp.
Billy, how do you deal with the start of the season that you have this year, which has probably been a little bit slower than expected? Is that hard sometimes to get your head around?
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit different than last year. Obviously, last year I think we won our first six or seven games, so it's definitely easier when you're going starting the season like that. But it's all about building character, I guess, what Kevy says. So it's a good test. It's a good chance for some of these young boys to get a few games under their belts for, you know, whenever we might need them throughout the year. So it's a bit harder than usual, but it's part of rugby league.
How hard is it not to call him Dad when you have to call him Kevy?
Yeah, look, I try and call him Kevy at training or when we're talking footy and Dad at home, but I've slipped up a couple of times and the boys definitely let me know when I do.
It's like calling your teacher Mum or Dad.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Billy's got two fine jars. One's for the grand final, one's when he calls Kevy Dad.
Yeah, that's
so.
Right. Yeah.
Billy Walsh.
Well, it's actually getting worse because Walsh's starting to call him Dad at training. Yeah.
You'll know which son he loves more by the size of the contract, Billy, I'm just saying. Billy Walters, Brisbane Broncos hooker, massive game coming out this weekend against the Cowboys. Suncorp will be a-rocking, and he's hoping the Broncos get the win.
Thank you, guys. Go the Broncos.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Liesl Jones, Liam and Dobbo.
You know when you have those occurrences in your life that are a real mystery and you want to get to the bottom of it because you want to know if it's really sinister or it's something really simple. I've got one of those happening in my life at the moment, and it's really bizarre. I think it's really simple, but I think it could have a sinister undertone. My new neighbours that have moved to the top floor apartment. So I have a security door at my apartment block, then my door is behind it and everyone's up the top.
Can I just give you a little bit of music to support this?
Oh,
here we go.
Sure. Oh, a Pink Panther.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, I love that. Okay. This has happened four times now on very different days at very different times of the day. There's been a Macca's delivery delivered to the whole apartment block. So not inside, not behind the security door. It's out the front for everybody to see. Everyone from the road can see this Macca's delivery. Four times this has occurred. That Macca's bag can stay there for 4 days, up to 4 days. No one collects it. No one comes to get it or eat the food out of it. It's not eaten and returned out the front with an empty bag. It's just never picked up. And today I've had one that's been there for over 24 hours now and left out the front. Not late at night, not drunk. Oh, well, I don't think. Drunk and then forgetting about the order.
So just your mystery is an unclaimed McDonald's order that is...
Four times.
That's happened four times now.
And not late.
All right.
It's bizarre.
Okay. I don't want to bring your unit block into disrepute, but they're harbouring a swingers club there.
Swingers? Jeez.
In the old days when...
Here we go.
In the old days in the mining towns, remember the old box of Omo? They used to put Omo washing powder in the laundry, old man out. That's what the wives used to put there. Now, she's resorted to putting a Macca's bag out the front. That means old mate's out. Whoever
maybe
is sneaking in there.
Maybe his name's Macca.
Well, I don't That's know who
my
Macca
Macca's
is.
Macca's out.
But the Macca's bag is a loss leader to say, the hubby's out. Let's roll.
My husband Macca is out of town. Come on through.
Come and get your Macca.
I'm telling you now,
wow,
this is a
Macca
sign
on me.
To say that whatever's going on in that relationship, old mate is left the building, the Macca's bag's out the front, you are free to enter.
Isn't this the great part about apartment block living?
Oh, you can
in
make.
Sometimes you know the neighbours nearby or, you know, maybe across from you on the same level.
Yep.
And then there's some neighbours in your block that are just a complete and utter mystery.
Yeah, just swingers. An enigma. Well, swingers now is the upside down pineapple.
Well, old man
They put pineapple on the pizzas at Macca's these days.
Oh, they've got pineapple fritters at Macca's.
McFlurry
they got pineapple
pineapples.
Fritters.
The pineapple McFlurry. I'm telling you.
The mystery deepens.
This is a lost leader.
To just apply another possible theory
sure.
to your mystery.
Yeah.
Have these people got kids?
They do have one child, young child.
I mean, kids these days know how to work phones. Apps pretty quick.
Yes.
But wouldn't you be tracking the delivery? I don't know.
No, I don't think the parents might not know.
I know when Banks and Forbes are being bottle fed, their distraction is sometimes, God forbid, don't judge, I've handed them the phone and they've just looked at the phone. If they've got kids, they're just swiping. Who knows? They might potentially be hitting the app. They're getting an order.
I don't see them outside the unit many times, so maybe they don't go outside.
This is a loss leader.
The difference is when Banks and Forbes accidentally order Macca's, Dobbo eats
it. I don't leave it sitting out the front.
Hey, if anybody has a theory as to why this mysterious unclaimed McDonald's continues to appear outside Liesl's apartment block, we're open to theories. The best idea we've got right now is that it's a sign that...
I like that.
It's a good theory.
Mate, I'm telling you now, it's a sign to whoever's catting around there, hey, Dad's not here, come. The Macca's is out the front, it's free to enter.
And further to that, if you've got your own apartment block mysteries, we'd love to hear about them. Maybe Dobbo's figured this one out. Maybe Dobbo can crack your apartment block mystery. Yeah. If you've got a theory as to what's going on with this McDonald's bag out the front of Liesl's apartment block, please let us know.
Rebecca from Burley Waters, good afternoon.
Hello.
Do you have a theory on my apartment Macca's bag?
I do. And this actually happened to me on the weekend. Oh. I got up and there was a Macca's bag at my front gate. And I found out what it was. My son had stayed over at a friend's place and ordered Uber Eats but didn't change his address.
Oh.
So I think that maybe it's your old neighbours ordering Uber Eats and haven't changed their address.
Great theory.
That is an excellent theory.
Great theory. But surely,
That's
Rebecca...
That's a sensible theory.
But surely they... Because this has happened how many times?
Four times?
Surely they figure it out after the fourth time, Beck.
Well, not everyone's so smart, are they?
No, they're right.
Thank you. I'll take that as a compliment.
Steve from Woodridge, good afternoon. What is your theory on the Macca's bag that keeps on getting dropped outside Liesl's unit complex?
Good afternoon, legends. I'm thinking that maybe there is a parcel thief or a food thief, and maybe they're trying to sort of like, you know, make little orders to try and catch the person out.
Oh,
I see.
This is the little bait. You think they're chumming the waters to try and
catch a rabbit?
Yeah.
Well, that's my theory, but you know, it could definitely be you know, completely opposite.
Did you just steal one of my sayings? Set a trap, catch a rabbit.
Yeah, probably.
I've made it. Yeah. I've actually made it. Yeah.
Are you saying that's your saying?
I came up with that saying. Set a trap, catch a rabbit.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve, I like it. The only flag I have there is that. If that is what they're trying to do, I mean, they might, they've almost caught themselves an Olympic legend poking around.
They've got themselves in real trouble.
Thank you, Steve. Liesl, you know the way you can solve this.
Open the bag.
Knock on the door and ask him, what the hell's going on
what
with the Macca's
doing?
Bags?
What are you doing?
Rush hour, Triple M.
Can I have a chip?
Triple M's Rush Hour. With Liesl Jones, Liam and Dobbo.
Big story about to break.
Back page of the paper tomorrow morning.
I'm having conversations at the present moment.
You're hearing it first right here on the Rush Hour.
This is Dobbo's Mail on Triple M.
Kevin Walters, the Broncos coach, has been extended till the end of 2026 and given a pay upgrade. A great story. Now, this is done. I'm telling you right now.
Has he signed? Has he put pen to paper?
There will be a release from the Broncos, an announcement within the next hour or two. confirming that Kevin Walters will remain as coach to the end of 2026 and hopefully beyond. Now, this is a bloke who inherited a club that was coming off a wooden spoon, a club legend. He has got them within 3 years to a grand final. He has seen the biggest stars in the game commit. Payne Haas, Reece Walsh, Pat Carrigan, Adam Reynolds all commit to longer term deals. And he will be given a pay upgrade for this year and for next year and an extra year extension to see him remain at the club till 2026. Awesome story. Awesome story for a coach that many couldn't get a start. Couldn't get a start at any other club as a head coach until finally the Broncos at their lowest were at the wooden spoon and finally they called on a club legend. And now he's been given another extension.
Is this off the back of, I mean, it obviously is off the back of their grand final appearance last year.
Yeah, but the club's happy. The club's happy. It's more than that. They're going to win a comp in the next couple of years. Mark my words. But they're a happy bunch of blokes. He has brought the joy back into the playing group there at Brisbane. This is a great story. Like, and I know I can dramatise it and some people say, oh, you're Kevy's mouthpiece. No, I'm not. I'm just happy for a bloke that loves the Broncos. He is so passionate about that club.
So his original, the original contract that he's on at the moment before this extension, when was it up?
End of this year.
End of this year. And what? So they've added on another.
Last year they gave him an extension to the end of 25.
Yep.
He got him to a grand final. They've come back. They've said, you know what? We're going to pay you more money for this year and for next year. And we're going to extend you to the end of 26.
Right. So he's got a 3 year window now.
Yep. And mate, he'll keep on coaching.
And
I mean, he's 53.
I get what you're saying, that they're happy and it's all hunky-dory. But the reality also is he's got a three-year window now, which he needs to maximise this core, which now includes Ezra Mam, secured on a long-term deal, Reece Walsh.
Secured
pending,
on long-term.
Pending
that
pen
deal,
on paper.
That deal is done.
Payne Haas. So he's got the most dynamic fullback in the game.
Pat Carrigan.
He's got one of
Selwyn
the best
Cobbo.
Forwards in the game, yep. And he's got one of the fastest rising halves in the game.
Yep.
Do you think that comp win comes in the next 3 years?
Has to. It has to.
Okay.
I think it might get ugly on Friday night. It might. But we're 3 weeks in or 4 weeks in. I think Brisbane is going to be there when the whips are cracking at the end of the year. Mm. I think they are dead set, a huge chance. This is a huge show of faith. And the Broncos have done a bloody great job in doing it.
They'd nice. Want a negative split their season, wouldn't they?
That's not started.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Anyway,
you must have been. You know what? You must have been very well behaved in Vegas.
Why?
Well, for them to give him a new contract.
Do you think maybe they put a clause in there that he has to give me my shorts now?
I think the shorts are a must.
Yeah.
I think the shorts are gone, Liesl.
No,
stop saying
I don't think
that.
You're ever seeing these shorts.
Yeah. Oh anyway. Well. Great news story.
So well Kevin done. Walters, brand new contract extension.
Till the end of 2026, pay upgrade for this year and next.
Triple M's Rush Hour.
With Liesl Jones, Liam and Dobbo.
The Triple M Rush Hour's Neighbourhood Watch.
We're going to poke around a little bit in the 4064 postcode, my old postcode, Paddington, Milton, Rosalie.
Oh, let's unpack that.
Oh, it's fun. And especially when you're a resident of those areas, you get to see the wonderful things that people like to
the
post.
The best and worst.
They love complaining too because they've just got too much time on their hands and this one's an absolute cracker. I hope this is not a harbinger of what is to come or not to come. The Greens candidate, who has won, has left her signs all over the place. The other candidate have taken their signs down. Does this mean the Greens candidate will be tardy in doing anything for Paddington? Oh. Hope this is not the case.
Oh, my God.
Woo-woo, 62 comments.
So, hold on. This is somebody, the original post.
Yeah.
Did this Greens candidate win the election?
Yes, they did. But Greens are very popular in Paddington.
Right.
Always win new candidate for this one.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so someone's had a big old whingy about the signs remaining up.
Look, I have seen a lot of Greens signs around, but I don't know if they're still up.
Okay.
But this person does not, thinks it's a bit of a harbinger.
Great
really?
Use of the word harbinger.
Isn't it? I thought that was quite good.
Well, the rule is you've got 7 days to remove the signs. I'm not being nitpicky.
That was one comment. Parties,
that is a legal
excuse
rule.
Me, parties have until Sunday to take the signs down.
Correct.
I reckon if you win, you keep them up. I reckon it's a parade.
What have the locals been saying? Have they been up in arms over the sign?
They have. Well, not really, but I feel like you should put a number one sticker on all of them.
It's like when you sell a house, you stick a sales sticker on them. If you win.
When you win at the Ecca, you put your big thing on there. All right, some people, of all the things to complain about, very good point. Taking down electoral signs must be made top priority. Not rapidly rising rents, not a lack of housing, not the cost of living crisis, not public transport infrastructure. No, bring down the signs.
Oh, that's just passive aggressive.
Isn't it? But lots of fun. That's a bit harsh. Some of her signs have already come down. Another one. This is not an issue. Calm your farms and apply your energy to more important matters. I did like that one.
Calm your farms.
Calm your farms.
Yep. Not we many don't have farms in Paddington. Anyway.
No, they do not. This one was my favourite. Bro, it's been like 4 days.
Oh, my God.
What? Who was the... Without disclosing the person's name, based on profile picture...
I don't
picture,
have the person's name.
Well, based on their profile picture, Lisa, how would you sum up the person that posted the original post?
If it is the right picture, it's a very young woman.
Mm.
It looks like a modelling photo. Oh,
okay.
All right.
So I would have thought she looks like a Greens voter. If I could make an assumption.
I feel a bit bad because on my Ipswich election Facebook page, council election, I've actually commented on the removal of signs out there as well. So I actually feel the pain of this lady. Because
actually,
there's
it
a
does 7-day look like you,
Dobbo. Why do you want this? Why is it? Why are you so desperate to have the signs taken
because
down?
I don't like all those that signage up destroying the nation's capital. It's ugly for our beautiful River City, and I don't like it.
Big posters of people's faces is ugly.
I don't need to see all these council wannabes. Their signs up everywhere. I've been campaigning heavy on Facebook in the last week. Get rid of your signs.
Okay, so just a heads up to our marketing team. You can take Dobbo off billboards.
They're not staked on the ground outside, like picking it out yards.
We should do that.
Let's just wipe it. Yeah,
we should do that.
No. Mm-hmm.
Next election, let's just get a bunch of Triple M Rush Hour placards made up. Just stick them in the ground.
Well, you're allowed to, but they've got to be removed after the election for
That's
7 days.
That's fine. We'll do it.
We've got one Triple M Rush Hour.
We have a state election in October. Maybe the Triple M Rush Hour party comes forth and do campaign.
Oh, dear. What do we stand for?
Well,
we fall for everything.
Divorce.
The Triple M Rush Hour's Neighbourhood Watch.
Triple M's Rush Hour.
With Liesl Jones, Liam and Dobbo.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Liesl Jones, Liam and Dobbo. We want to send somebody along to the Dolphins game against the West Tigers. Saturday the 6th of April at 6:35 p.m. You can grab your tickets from dolphinsnrl.com.au or you can win them when we play...
It's time to stick to the beat. And don't repeat. This is Triple M Rush Hours. Under
pressure. It's the greatest game in radio. And it has two very simple rules. Stick to the beat and
don't repeat.
That's how you play. Liesl, Dobbo, let's show everybody. Let's give them an example if this is their first time hearing Under Pressure. Dobbo, you can go first. Liesl, go second. Stick to the beat, don't repeat. Your category is things people typically do just once a week.
Shopping.
Mow the lawn.
He didn't stick to the beat.
Wash your sheets.
That's what happens.
I used to wash your sheets.
Change your sheets.
Yeah, change your sheets.
Cuddles with your wife.
Wash
if
your
you're
hair.
Lucky. Yeah. Things are going well.
Vacuum the floor.
You do a lot of housework, don't you?
And not a lot of the other cuddles.
Let's meet our contestants, please.
Luke from Heritage Park, good afternoon. How are you? How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you?
All right,
I've got
right.
a lot of time to fill.
Happy Wednesday.
You're once a week, Luke? How are you travelling?
Oh, mate, I'll keep that one secret.
Yeah. Right. Or do you do more housework like me?
Might be a bit more. Yeah. Might be a bit more.
Yeah, good nice. On you, mate.
Gee, yeah, good, nice for some. Tracy, Alex Hills, good afternoon.
Hello, how are you?
Good. We're ready to win this week. Now let's seal the deal.
Righto. Trace, Luke, we got two tickets to the Dolphins-Tigers game at Suncorp Stadium Saturday the 6th of April. It's best of three, so even if you lose the first category, you are still alive. Luke, you'll go first in category one. Tracy, you'll go second. Are we ready to play?
Yep.
Yep.
Here we go. The first category is Flavours of soup. We're looking for flavours of soup.
Pumpkin.
Lentil.
Pea and ham.
Tomato.
Onion chop.
Oh, look, you just missed the beat there. You just missed the beat. Yeah. That's all right. You're still alive. You're still alive. Tracy gets the point in category one. Tracy, you'll go first in category two. Luke, you will go second. Okay? You need this to stay in it, Luke. The second category is things that come in pairs. Things that come in twos.
Cherries.
Shoes.
Gloves.
Eyes.
Socks.
Glasses.
Undies.
Pants.
Nothing.
I'm giving you a buzz there, Tracy. We let glasses and undies get through this.
Undies have never come in pairs.
No, but neither have glasses, to be fair.
Yeah. Oh, you're saying a pair of glasses?
No, you're right. It's okay. Luke got the point. Probably the right person. All right,
you're wearing two pairs of undies. That's not good.
Well, maybe it's a risky day, Liesl. Just say.
Sorry.
All right, we're down to the decider.
Why are we talking about
Luke? I don't know.
Tracy brought it up. Luke's going to go first. Tracy's going to go second. Here it is, the deciding category. Luke first, Tracy second. Stick to the beat. Don't repeat. We're looking for water-faring vehicles. Vehicles on water.
Boat.
Ferry.
Jet ski.
Catamaran.
Barge.
Dinghy.
Yacht.
Kayak.
Canoe.
Pedal boat.
Paddleboard.
Oh, I knew Trace was in trouble. I knew Trace was in trouble. She was just getting to the beat there. Lukey, my man, you are headed to the fins.
Oh, well done, mate.
Oh, nice. First one I've won. I've been playing home and always lose.
No.
Triple M's Rush Hour. With Liesl Jones, Liam and Dobbo.
You're in big trouble, though, pal. I eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast.
You eat pieces of shit for breakfast?
No.
Happy Gilmore.
Shooter McGavin.
One of the all-time... great comedies.
Agreed. Of Adam Sandler's, it's probably his best.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I won't hear an argument towards anything else.
Yeah.
I think it's such
We're not debating
Billy
that.
Madison was good.
Great.
Yeah.
50 First Dates.
I think Happy Gilmore lives in a tier of its own.
Yeah.
Huge news this week. Now, Shooter McGavin, Dobber, you mentioned, the villain, if you will, of Happy Gilmore, is played by an actor by the name of Chris McDonald, who still makes a living off Shooter McGavin moments and cameos and all the rest of that. He went on a podcast during the week and dropped this little nugget.
I saw Adam about 2 weeks ago, and he says, McDonald, you're going to love this. I said, what? How about that? He took some shows in the first draft of Happy Gilmore 2. But, you know, I guess maybe you should cut that out because I don't want to be a liar. But he did show me that, and I thought, well, that would be awesome. So it's in the works.
They didn't cut it out.
Happy Gilmore 2.
No, Shooter McGavin. It wouldn't be awesome.
I don't like this, Liesl.
It wouldn't be.
I just don't know what the storyline would be when Apollo Creed, what's his name again?
Carl Weathers. Is the actor's name. Chumps Peterson. Chumpsy.
Isn't that from another movie, Apollo Creed?
That's okay. Not at the point, but you know, the same bloke.
Oh.
Dobbo's pop culture references aren't great.
But he's in the movie. He's dead now.
Yes.
May rest in peace. He was dead in the movie.
Who?
No, Apollo.
Oh.
The actor that played Chubbs Peterson in the first film
has passed away.
In real life.
Yes, but he also passed away in the film, of course.
Yes.
So he couldn't be a part of it.
No. Shooter could.
Absolutely, you would expect Shooter.
And who was Happy's wife? She was a good sort, but
she
would have aged.
She's the mum from Modern Family.
Yeah, she doesn't star. Like, no disrespect.
She still looks great.
Well.
My concern isn't so much about the actors.
Right.
I don't think sequels do the original film justice. I think if the original film is good enough, a sequel only hurts the legacy of the film. I'll give you an example. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think Anchorman is one of the all-time great comedies, and I think Anchorman 2 only hurt it.
Agreed. I agree with you.
I don't think it helped the legacy of Anchorman.
The first Hangover, fantastic. Second,
far and away the best film.
Put it in the bin, the second one.
Okay, well, for all that, Rocky 2, Rocky 3, Rocky 4 are the best Rockies out of the whole sequel, and Rocky 1 won more Academy Awards than anything. So for every bad sequel, there are some good sequels.
Toy Story 3 is better than the first Toy Story.
Rambo, First Blood, you know, Rambo were very good. Very, very good. The sequels were very good. But I understand what you're saying. I do not like Happy Gilmore getting a sequel because I just don't understand where the storyline. But if I'm honest with you, I actually think the latest Top Gun was better after a couple of years.
I agree with you. I've seen the first one.
Maybe it doesn't work in comedy then.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe it's a comedy thing.
Look, let's get the family to weigh in on it. To sequel or not to sequel? Do you support the making of sequels? Now, give us some examples where sequels have been better than the original. Or if you're on board with us, point to some examples where sequels have only made things worse.
Reese from Vicky Point, good afternoon. Can you give us a better sequel than the first movie?
Terminator 2, Judgment Day, and I'll die on that hill.
Ooh.
Better than the first?
Well, much better.
Now,
much better.
Reese, remind us, Terminator 1, Arnie's the bad guy, yeah?
He is, yeah.
And then what happens in Terminator 2?
In Terminator 2, he came back to protect John and Sarah Connor from T-1000.
So he's the good guy.
Yep.
Oh, that's the one where the Terminator turns into the liquid molten stuff, yeah?
Yeah. He starts trying to run after him at the back of the car and then has like two hooks and stuff on the boot.
I'm with you. I'll agree. That is a better sequel.
I've not seen Terminator either.
All right. Well, we'll save that up for Elise who doesn't know for a future date.
I actually agree with him. I really do. Reese.
Shane from Narangba, to sequel or not to sequel? What do you think?
Hey, Liam, Liesl, Dobbo, how you going?
Good, Shane.
Good, mate. Good, Shane.
Hey, it doesn't work for comedy at all, and the only word I have to say is Ghostbusters.
Doesn't work.
Ghostbusters.
No, they've tried to revive that thing. Someone got the defibrillator out again and give it another whack and, just let it die.
I agree, Shane. The first one where it's the original crew with Sigourney Weaver up the top going and Slimer and all the rest of it.
Yeah, great movie.
Everything else since that has been not as good.
Well, there was all female cast, and then they young people. Okay.
I think it is the comedy thing, Shane. Thank you for the call.
Shane from Tweed Heads. Hello, mate. Steve from Tweed Heads. How are you?
Hey, mate. I'll have to agree with Shane. I took my son to watch Ghostbusters yesterday, and it was hilarious.
The new one.
Yep, it was brilliant.
I love that.
It was great.
So the new—that's the brand new one with Paul Rudd in that, isn't it?
One. Yeah, brand new one just come out.
I love Paul Rudd.
Which would fly?
Go and watch it, I reckon.
Thank you, Steve. That would fly in the face of the comedy theory, comedy sequels.
All right.
Let's take one more call. Who we got?
It's you, Liam. Liam from Southport. To sequel or not to sequel?
How you going, guys? Home Alone 1 and 2 speaks for itself. Brilliant. Absolutely hilarious.
For both, though?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Now, I think Home Alone 2 is a good movie.
Is that in New York?
That's the one in New York. But, Liam, you can't seriously think that it's better than the original.
Yeah, I reckon it's just as good.
That's a big call. I disagree with you, Liam.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know that it lives up to it.
But you're right, Liam. I will cop that they are. It's pretty close. The one in New York. It's pretty good.
Yeah, but it doesn't have all the amazing, you know, pranks and things from the first one.
You're never going to top that. Be honest.
The Wet Bandits.
How often did you set up micro machines at the bottom of your stairs
many.
To trip over?
Unreal.
Hot irons and tarantulas, yeah.
Oh, I didn't go that far, at least. We just settled down.
I bought a tarantula just for that.
I think we can settle on the fact that comedy sequels don't work.
Yeah, that's right.
I agree with
that. Don't do it, Adam. You've got enough money.
Yeah.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Liesl Jones, Liam and Dobbo.
Bombshell news has hit the AFL today.
Yeah.
Federal, the long and short of it is, to break it down for people who might not want to get lost in the weeds on this, the short story is that Federal Independent MP Andrew Wilkie used parliamentary privilege, which basically means that in Parliament they can say whatever they want without the threat of being sued. he's come out in Parliament and accused the Melbourne Football Club and the AFL of conducting off-the-books drug testing, illicit drug testing, to stop their players being caught out by WADA and the Sports Integrity Australia.
And the illicit drug testing is different to WADA's
performance enhancing,
although considered performance enhancing on the day. So if they have illicit drugs in their system on the day, it can be performance enhancing either way. So if cocaine or marijuana, it can have different effects.
Exactly right.
So there's different
Andrew
rules.
Andrew Wilkie has come out and said that the AFL has known about systematic cheating of the drug testing process, and that players further to that who have tested positive for illicit drugs have been told to fake injuries by their teams so as to avoid the WADA testing.
There's something that's incredibly frustrating for myself as an Olympic athlete who has been scrutinised to the nth degree throughout my entire career, not just for illicit drugs, but also for performance-enhancing drugs, sometimes tested three times a week. We were scrutinised as to where we were, the locations we were. If we were not at the locations, we had a strike against our name. Three strikes, you're out of the sport completely. Mind you, as Olympic athletes, don't get paid near enough as what, or nearly even close to what male AFL players are being paid for their yearly salary. And to have, so they have always had in the AFL a three strike rule. Yeah. So the first one is between you and the club doctor.
Yes.
The second one's between you, club doctor, and the media. And the third strike, it is everyone knows about it,
mate.
And you are up for it. But there's also reports saying that if you are testing for illicit substances and as a player you admit that you have some in your system, you are then sent to counselling.
Yeah.
That does not exist in Olympic sports where we are scrutinised so much more. If you want to say you're an elite athlete and you are paid this much money, I think the rules should be the same across the board and you are held to the same standards. You are paid so much and you are by far the biggest role models, and I hate, you know, when people say, oh, but you're a role model. Unfortunately, whether you like it or not, you are in the media eye and you are in the public eye and you are influencing younger children.
Yeah.
Do you think recreational drugs, though, have become more prominent? I agree with you now, but I think in rugby league and in AFL, the way that they test now and the not declaring who it is and you get a couple of that only enhances this. I mean, if you knew, like if you got tested and you were positive, you got named.
Oh,
I don't know why.
And banned for the sport for illicit drugs and performance enhancing go together. Mm. It doesn't matter when you're tested, what it is, what the result is. You are banned from the sport.
Is he right?
It remains to be seen.
Why would he do this?
Andrew Dillon has come out today, who's the new CEO of the AFL, and basically, I don't want to say he's hid behind doctor patient privilege, but that's what he trotted out today at the press conference. When questioned about all this, he said that the records of these tests remain private. For the player, they're the player's private medical records. And that's part of the agreement that they've struck with the RPA. And they have said that they are reviewing their illicit drugs policy and that they want a fit-for-purpose drugs policy, and they believe that the policy that they have in place has worked over the years. But when you have a federal MP come out and make these accusations, and not offhanded. He's also been supported by former club doctors. He's got Sean Smith, who's the father of Joel Smith, the Melbourne Demons player who's currently facing allegations of drug trafficking. And Sean Smith is a Melbourne Football Club legend who has basically said that if I'd have known the level of social drug taking that existed in AFL when my son was 14, I would have made him take up a different sport.
Wow, so that's a big call.
There is some weight behind these accusations from Andrew Wilkie. The AFL is kind of, you know, they're bunkering down on these issues and they're going saying that we're reviewing all this, but this isn't going away.
No.
This is only going to build.
Well, every single club now will be under the same umbrella in the sense that there's a question mark. If it's in Melbourne, like, and no disrespect, if it happens in one club, there is going to be questions asked about, is this a whole competition thing? And is this just, it's not one code.
No.
Does it happen in NRL? Does it happen in soccer? Is it happening in cricket?
There's like going to be a big overhaul.
All these questions, yeah.
It's not going to go away quietly. And look, we just saw two Sydney Swans AFLW players.
They're suspended, aren't they?
Because they were not tested, but they were caught. This is a conversation I think is going to develop, at least to your point, as the Olympic athletes. It seems like they're made to jump over a much higher bar when it comes to this sort of
and
stuff.
And get paid a whole lot less.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Liesl Jones, Liam and Dobbo.
Yeah, we've got some lot going on.
Well, there's big news potentially around this 4X Derby.
Yes.
Derby.
It's a Queensland Derby.
Billy Walters called it a Derby earlier in the show.
Well, we should have that debate. It's a
demolition derby.
Yeah.
It might be. Yeah. Well, the Broncos can't survive a demolition derby at the moment.
We are trying to get Darren Lockyer on here tomorrow, but there's also a huge thing happening at the Dolphins. We're going to talk to a Dolphins player. Can't say anything yet. Big announcement happening tomorrow.
You're breaking news left, right, and centre at the moment.
Bad week as well for it. Yeah.
You're going well.
It's going all right. What I'm not going to be popular with is I'm going to tell, and we should unpack this tomorrow, but the rain bomb that is coming for the Easter weekend.
Are we still using that word?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a rain bomb. It's over.
It's not. It's rain.
Well, there's a lot of rain coming. Right. And it just so happens that it coincides with a four-day vacation that is an annual event.
How many mils, weatherman?
Well, they're predicting up to 50 mils of rain over 3 days, which is 2 inches, to be honest with you.
I've never, whenever, you know how when people say it's going to be a 40-degree day, you go, geez, that's hot, or it's going to be -3. Oh, that's so cold. When someone tells me there's going to be 60 mils of rain, I don't know what that means. That has no context in my brain.
It's just going to rain or it's not.
Right, so it's going to be wet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to tell, I would go as far as saying that, you know what, it only rains on Easter weekend.
It rains every year on Easter.
And I would like to say that it's because of a hobby, an activity.
Camping.
Yep.
Rain dancing.
People who camp bring bad weather.
Can't do that.
And I am telling you this now. If there was nobody going off to camp at Stratty or Bribie or going camping.
I'm going camping.
I bet you it rains. It is a crap hobby and it causes so much heartache because you pack everything in, you spend hours trying to set up and then send it down, Huey. I can go historically and show you over the next, and I might even do this tomorrow, there has not been an Easter weekend in years
where it hasn't rained. I bet you he doesn't do it.
Mate, I will show you. I can bring data.
When you bring data, can you also bring the amount of divorces that happen after Easter? Or how many separations? Mate, I'd love to know because
That is another thing. Camping creates so much drama. Marriage breakdowns.
Yep.
Infidelities.
Oh.
Injuries with children.
Dancing tents.
Pitching tents, huh? People swap tents.
Oh, dearie me. Last time, when I was a child, I used to go to Lake Catharaba for camping, and my cousin Emily was there as well, and we were digging all the mud out, and she's clipped me under my chin, and my tooth has gone through my lip.
Yeah. Oh, no.
So
you agree?
It's rubbish. It's the worst.
Camping,
don't do it.
It's intense.
Thank you.
No, camping's great. I think you two are crazy. I think you two need to get your heads examined because I think camping.
Have you got some counselling booked in before you go?
I would say I've camped more than you. You can camp the rest of your life with what you do sporadically. I've camped way more than you, and I'm never doing it again. And I've been traumatised by rain. And I'm never on camping trips. I'm never doing it again.
So what you're saying is you're not tough enough to camp. You don't have the fortitude. You don't have the manliness. You do not have the manliness.
This is the same bloke that was Googling how to fix a
transmission
dipstick.
And also undid his accelerator in the car.
Yeah.
I'm not smart, but I'm, tough.
Are you going to take your YouTube with you to watch how to put a tent up?
No. Can I be honest with you? When I say we're going camping?
Yeah.
We're pitching the tent in the front yard for the kids.
Are you really?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
That's all right.
And
that's
then we're going camping the week after that down to Port Macquarie.
Oh, good choice. No, it won't rain because it's the weekend after Easter. It won't rain.
It only rains over these 4 days.
Yeah.
Well.
So good luck to you.
In the wise words of Toto. Don't you Africa? Go out in the rain.
Oh. Yeah. I bless the rains down in Africa.
They said that too.
Thanks for listening to the Triple M Rush Hour podcast for Ford Ranger. Wouldn't you rather be driving Australia's number one selling vehicle, Ford Ranger? Discover why at your local Ford dealer.
Triple M's Rush Hour
with Liesl Jones, Liam and Dobbo.